Good evening, Abayisai. Good evening, Simon Reish, Chof Gimel, page 276. Abayisai, you made a bracha when you had a baby boy. You made a bracha? Yeah, when you had a baby boy, you made a bracha? Which bracha? When you had a baby boy, do you remember when your baby born? Tev Metev? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish, Chof Gimel, page 200. 76. Oh yeah, I told you save Dalet, and I was wrong. I've done it already. Sorry. Siv Aleph. Yolda Ishtoi. Halachas in Reish Chof Gimel has the following. We're discussing what happens if somebody's wife had a baby. Umeis Moirishoi. And if somebody died and he had, and you inherited the fortune, what pachad you make then? Bona Bais Chadosh, he built a new house. Kona Kelim Chadoshim, he bought new clothes. Ma Vach Vapach Dimeku, Voy Vavs Ephim, six Ephim in that. Very relevant halachas, Rabbi Yisai. Sif Alev, Yolda Ishto Yizocha, if your wife had a baby boy, Ma Vach Vapach Dimek is a Toiv Ametiv, Vach Vatoiv Ametiv. Well, why a Toiv Ametiv, not Shechionu? Better for everybody. Who benefits? The whole world, you, your wife, everybody benefits. And she also makes the same bracha. Yes, you make the bracha of Hatoiv v'Ametiv. Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkot Aleph Yolda, even if you didn't hear yourself, you heard in a different city. Even if you don't actually see the baby yourself. There's a Meisah of Reb Elchanan Bunem Wasserman. He learned famously in the... Where did Reb Elchanan learn? Branovich. He was a Talmud, a very close Talmud of Chavetz Chaim. He was in a famed Kolchim Koil. Chavetz Chaim made his Kolchim Koil, a very, very special Koil. It was before the days of Koilim. It was long before the days of the Koilim that we know nowadays. But Chavetz Chaim made his Koil. And they learned Kotchim. Why did they learn Kotchim? Because he said that it's important that people even should know what happens until the Mashiach comes. They should know how to bring Korbonus and all the halachas. So they learned Kotchim. And there was only a few selected young elite who were able to come. Not everybody was allowed to join the Koil. You only hand-picked some very choshva Talmidei Chachamim. And they learned in the famed Kotchim Koil or the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. And they learned Kotchim there. And one of the Talmidim there was a Bechon Wasserman. And when Reb Chanan Wasserman had a baby boy, he lived. And interestingly enough, the Koil was the people in the Koil learned in Radin, but they learned in Radin by the Chofetz Chaim. But a lot of the women, the wives, were not necessarily moved there. And they lived in their hometowns, and the husbands came for the other occasion. They came home sometimes a few times a year if you were lucky. They came whole Chodesh Nissan, I think they were home for the whole Chodesh Tishrei, they were home, but they weren't really home, they only came, imagine that. That's how the Koilim were in those days. Now, the Rebbe Chanan's baby was born, Rebbe Chanan had a baby, and he heard about it, he got a telegram that he had a baby boy. So he was just learning that with the Chofetz Chaim, so he picked up his hat, when he heard this news that he had a baby boy, and he made the bracha of Atoy V'Ametiv. Then he went into the Chofetz Chaim, and he said, oh, the Chofetz Chaim would like to pack his bags, he'd like to go home for the bris. So the Chofetz Chaim then said, Bista Moil? He asked him, you're Moil or something? You're Moil? Why do you need to go home? You're Moil or something? Bista Moil, Chofetz Chaim famously said, Bista Moil? And he said, no, I'm not a Moir, but I want to see my baby. He said, yeah, you'll see Yom Tov. What's the rush? He made the bracha already, so what's the rush? And he didn't. And that was the Hasmod of yesteryear. There's no doubt, but now I heard this Maisa, I heard this from Choshev Mashkiach, and he added that nowadays, clearly this is the wrong Anhoga. And obviously nowadays it would be very, very wrong to do. It goes without saying, this is wrong nowadays. This is wrong. Nowadays, but it just gives us a bit of an insight of the Hasmoda and the way of life of yesteryear. So this is because people have changed, And our expectation that the Baruch Hashem has on us has changed, and the focus nowadays has changed. Now, this is wrong. Yeah, definitely. But in that generation, for those particular, unique, hand-picked individuals, this was the right thing. For us nowadays, this is the wrong thing to do. Right, now, the Mishnah Berurah sentence of cotton base, Zohar, what happens if you had already you have a string of six boys, okay, and a seventh is born? So what do you do then? You still make a bracha v'atoyva meitiv, or not? You make shechionu then. You make shechionu. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows: even if you had lots of boys, and he really wants now a girl, because he's seen boys now. We've seen them. We've done them. Now we'd like to have some girls. Okay, and he's really desperate, but instead of this having a first girl, he gets a seventh. Right. So even if that's his seventh boy, really rather he wanted to have a little girl, even if it wasn't even Mekamit Superivia. We know that we're Paskin, that you only Mekamit Superivia if you have a boy and a girl. Now he has six boys already, that part he has done already. But now he wants a girl. But he wasn't zoich to have a girl, he had a boy. Now, what do you do about it? Do you still do a tov metiv or not? So Shulchan Aruch says, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, afilo achi, im noilat bas, in mevorech al zeh. So he says, even if you have a baby, even if you're a baby girl, you can't make, sorry, I misread it. You cannot make a tov metiv. You only make tov metiv on a boy. You won't be able to make a tov metiv on a girl. Afilo achi, im noilat bas, in mevorech al zeh. Mikol Mokem. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, what happens about a broch on a girl? What broch do you make? So Shulchan Aruch tells us, on a boy, you will make hatoiva meitiv. From Shulchan Aruch, it appears, what broch do you make on a girl? Shulchan Aruch says, you don't make a broch on a girl. Shulchan Aruch says, you only make a broch on a boy, of hatoiva meitiv. What broch do you make on a girl? So Mishnah Berurah makes a massive chiddush, and it says, Mikol Mokem nira li posh, the pam rishon kshiroi oisa, mevorech peka shechiyonu. Mishnah Berurah is here mechadesh that when you have a baby girl, you make the bracha of Shechiyonu. The Migora, is it worse? Is it different? Is there any difference? Then we see this halacha. If you see a friend, after a long time you haven't seen your friend, and now you're really happy to see your friend that you haven't seen in a long time, you can make a bracha. What bracha can you make when you haven't seen a friend for a long time? You can make a Shechiyonu. With the name of Hashem. So he says it's no worse than seeing your friend. You haven't seen a friend in a long time. You're really happy to see him, you make Shechiyonu. Mishnah Berurah wants to say that, you know what? If you have a baby girl, it's no worse. And you can also make Shechiyonu. If you can make Shechiyonu after not seeing a friend for a long time, so surely you have also very excited to see a baby girl that is a healthy baby girl that is born. You can make Shechiyonu. You're happy and excited to see. So again, just to recap. The halacha of the Shulchan Aruch is you make hatoiv ve'almeitiv on a baby boy. Hakon Shulchan Aruch, you will not make any bracha on a baby girl. Mishnah Berurah says, that's not true. The truth is, you could actually make a bracha on a baby girl. What bracha do you make on a baby girl? Shechiyonu. Why is that? Because if you see a friend after a long time, you're very happy to see him, you can make a bracha of Shechiyonu if you haven't seen him in a long time. So similarly, you're just as excited to see your baby girl the first time you see her. You can make Shechiyonu. And therefore, that's what the Mishnah Berurah passes. That's a very good question. The Halacha is busy discussing that. Chachomim were only mesakein the bracha of HaTorah Meitiv on a baby boy.
Why?
Probably because... it's a good question. It's a very good question. The Mishnah Berurah says that there is a particular excitement of having a baby boy because of Yerusha, because of continuing, and therefore there's a particular simcha of having a baby boy, and that's what you make a tov meitiv. Nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah says you can make Shechiyonu a baby girl. Right, the Mishnah Berurah says it's poshut, you can make that bracha.
Is it the Rabbanon.
Yeah, so according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can. Reb Shlomo Zalman disagrees. Reb Shlomo Zalman disagrees. And he says, no. You can't compare. If you didn't see a friend for a long time, that's a particular broch that was established for not seeing a friend. That broch has not been established for seeing a girl. And therefore, he says you may be very happy and you should be very grateful to Rebbein Shlomo, but no broch was established for having a baby girl. And Rebbein Shlomo Zalman therefore holds, and the many poskim can agree to Rebbein Shlomo Zalman, you cannot make a brocha on the birth of a baby girl. Rav Moshe Feinstein paskens in this matter like the Mishneh Berurah, that you can make shechiyonim. What happens to any grandparents here? Grandparents. What do you make a bracha of? Can you make any bracha on a grandchild, safe arrival of a grandchild, healthy, happy grandchild? Can you make a bracha on that? First time you're here. You got your child and a child. Make a bracha, no? Don't. Right? So it's interesting. The post can agree that you can't make a bracha. Don't know why. I'm sure it's a very exciting hearing, but the post can say that it's only special bracha that is established for your own child. When there is a pain.
Yeah.
Where is it? What's the makor that it should be in pain, involvement of pain?
It was all shiri game, I remember.
I see. Sounds interesting.
It's my new car.
The pain of bringing up children.
Yeah, that's right. It probably is. If a person gets a Yerusha, you would make probably... it sounds like an interesting thought. We have to think it through. What if somebody gets a massive present of £1 million? You'd make a Tov Ma'atev. Or Shechionu. I hear that if you buy something, then you probably, according to this, you would probably argue that you're paying something for it. Not sure, but it's interesting. I remember that my brother asked, how long can you make the bracha for? After birth. Let's go for the Shechionu. Shechionu kotel Mishneh Berurah. It excited me, very interesting. So you're right. So I remember that my brother asked this question. I remember when he was expecting his first baby. She's ready. It was a number of years ago. But so I remember that he told me that he asked his Rav, Rabbi Levi Zichron Livracha. He asked him when she exactly should make the bracha. What is exactly the right? When is exactly the right time to make the bracha of Shechionu when you have a baby, healthy baby? When is exactly the right time? So. So Relivi then answered, and he says, "Whenever you think of it, whenever you're landing, you make the bracha then. Whenever you're landing." So Lemaisa, but you're quite right that the Mishneh Berurah does say later in Sifkot and Tezvav that as long as you've got the simcha in your heart, you've got this extreme genuine happiness and the real akaras atoyv to Ribbono Shel Olam for the birth of a baby. That's how long you can make the bracha for. Very good. If you have a boy and a girl, it's a very good shaila. The poskim say that the consent of the poskim is yes, you could make two brachas. Some poskim disagree, and say you can only make one bracha because the Torah Meitiv includes both. But the Maisa, I believe that the minhag is to make two brachas. I think generally the post can agree.
Twins.
Very good. So if you've got twins, yeah. Triplets, I'm not sure about triplets. Twins, generally, twins, if it's two girls, yes, if it's two girls, you'll make one bracha. And if it's two boys, you'll also make one bracha. So your question, though, but it's interesting.
If it's a boy and a girl, though.
Yeah, then you potentially can make two brachas. When it's two boys and two girls, I think the renegades, I think so. As far as I know, you make one brocha, you make one atoy v'ameitiv if it's two boys, and one shechion if it's two girls. Yeah. So, yeah, Mishneh Berurah Sifkot and Gimel speaks about Tov HaMeitiv and says the following. Why a Tov HaMeitiv on a boy? HaTov Loi It's good for you. You are pleased to have a baby boy. A boy is also good for her. Because it's also good for her to have a baby boy. A string of boys. You have a seventh boy. You can still make a tov amitiv. I'm praying God. I'm not feeling loy bechtech of kshishama. Come can work lekula. Alma danena tov nim shechas. As we just mentioned, you can make the bracha a little bit later on as well. What about her? Can she also make a bracha? That absolutely she can also make a bracha. V'gamitzich levorech. She can also make a bracha. The mother also makes a bracha. She has to make sure, obviously to wash her hands, etc. But yes, she can make a bracha. V'im eiso mishto ishto belidato. Ramo continues. Im eiso ishto belidato. It is very important that she has to wash her hands. V'im eiso ishto if she chalila v'chas if she dies in childbirth. Im eiso ishto belidato. What bracha does he make? He makes a shechiyonu. V'ch shechiyonu. He can still make a shechiyonu. Although the mother died in childbirth, the bracha can still be said of shechiyonu. Do leket atover achina is only good for boy and girl. Yeah, as he explains now. Do leket atover achina. The whole reason why we make a tov ametiv on a baby boy is because it's good for you and for your spouse. But if the chalile v'chas, the spouse dies, you make shechiyonu. V'cheni meiso av kodim sheilodotoy. Similarly, also, if the father died before birth, she's going to make a bracha, whether it's a boy or a girl, she can make him v'ch shechiyonu, she makes shechiyonu. Why shechiyonu? Because it's only good for her. She doesn't share the simcha with anybody else. The Mishnevur does say, if gotten dalet is cholkim, but I think generally that's how we go. That's what the Mishnah says. That you're right. That's what the Mishnah says. There's a general goodness unto others. The Ramah's understanding, however, is that it's just for the parents. The bracha is nisakan, and the reason for that is because it's a bracha which is the takon is on the parents to make. Right. The Ramah finishes off with critical words and very essential halacha that he says yeshikosvu. Some write shenoagu. The custom is lahokel to be lenient bevracha zu with this particular bracha. She'eino chayva. It's not an obligation al rishus. It's only a voluntary bracha. And from here, it's nispashed, it's been common. Sherabim, many, mekilim, are lenient, be'elu abochtu these bochas. The Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah here says that it's not a stone and set halacha that you have to make this bocha of Shechiyonu and the bocha of Hatova Meitiv. It's Roshos. And since it's only Roshos, some are mekil and don't do that bocha. This, Rabbeisai, is the Mekoyr. That we're going to see many halachas that sometimes brachas are not recited. We'll speak about Bono Bais Chadosh. We'll speak about Kelim Chadoshim. We'll speak about new clothing. And in some of those, we find that people are generally makil and are lenient and don't make a bracha. I don't know if you do or you don't make Shechiyonu when you buy new clothes. I don't know if you do and don't make a bracha when you make an extension or you some major building works. You make shechiyonu atov ametiv. Do you do, don't you? So if your minig is not to make a bracha, then it could be that it's based on this Ramah over here. And the Ramah says that we don't tend to always make those brachas. You're right. The Ramah is specifically referring to those two. But the poskim achronim spread this onto other areas of halachas as well. Even in fact, when he speaks about the Shmuas Toivos, if you hear particularly good news or Dino Emmas, so even there, some poskim mention this remor that we're saying now that sometimes people are reluctant to make the bracha, and the reason is because of that. The background of this remor is. Because it may be a bracha levatola if you don't do it sincerely. Do you really mean to thank Hashem? Do you really, really mean to thank Hashem? who you're lacking some of this genuine feeling and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're not genuinely meaning to praise Hashem, then it may be not a proper bracha. It may be, I can't say bracha leval tola, but it's not a real genuinely said bracha. And therefore the person can say, you know what, if you don't really feel like it, you know what, don't bother. This is maybe why some are coming. But again, it's only if that's your minhag. Many are actually pushing. Some poets can take a slightly different start, take on it, and they push everybody to make those brachas, because adrabba, that's a way of expressing thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. Barn abayis chadosh. If you make a bracha, that's a safe later on.
So what happens if you own a company?
Mortgage.
No, but if you own a company and the company's bought different properties, like for business reasons, you know, so if you bought a company, you bought a new office.
Yeah, sounds good.
Would you make a share?
Investment? Investment? As an investment or as your own personal?
It's your investment, but it's your personal property.
It's your personal property for personal usage?
Yeah.
No, for as an investment?
But you bought it.
Right.
And you say I should call it?
Right, so...
You own the office block or whatever.
Right, so this is a Seif Gimel. Bonabai is Chodosh. We make indeed a bracha. We will make a bracha. Now, if this is, if it is purely as a financial investment and not for your own personal, private benefit, then generally you do not make a bracha. The bracha is for your own personal usage. Right. So for well managed investment, you don't make a bracha. Yeah. Yeah. Now, yeah, so we if the chalil v'chas meisa ishta beledetah, you can still make shechiyonu. Mishnevura points out that you will make, in Tzivkot Nvov, that you will make a brach of dino emes on the ptira of the wife, and after to make shechiyonu. Mishnevura Tzivkot Nzayin tells us first white line, Bevachazu Perish Bevirk Shechionu. We said that generally people are making with the bracha, Bepnei Shirak Rishos, it's only Rishos. I'm skipping the brackets. Umizeh, and from here, Nispashet, it's common. Sherabi Mekilim Bechol HaBrachos, many are making with the brachas. Kyoitze Be'elu, with all those similar kind of brachas. Avolein and Ochem, but it's not particularly the right thing to do. Tma itma begemorah shereshus itma. Because at the end of the Gemara says you can make the bracha, it's a reshus, and you may make such a bracha. So it's not really right to refrain from saying the brachas. Miramo is just explaining why some do. It's the minhag, it's a registered minhag that some don't. But at the end of the day, you might as well do as Shulchan Aruch says, you should do what Ramah says, and this is the right approach and the more correct approach. Rabbi Isai, we learned tonight halachas with regards to Simon Reish Chof Gimel, person had a baby girl, excuse me, a baby boy, you make, which bracha? On a baby boy, Hatoiv Ametiv. On a baby girl, Mishtabura says, you say, Shech Yon, the first time you see her. By the way, in Rabbi Chanan's case, that he heard about a baby boy, he was fine, because it's a Shmur Toiv, you can, just a hearing. But what about if it would have been a baby girl? Could he have said a bracha of Shech Yonu? No. That's right. Why? No. On a baby girl, you can't, because it's only on the seeing. It's like, Mishnevura says it's no worse than seeing your friend after the, has to be specifically seeing. So when you see the baby, and you're particularly excited of seeing a healthy baby girl, you can make Shech Yonu, but not, unless in the Rebbe Chanan's case, you wouldn't have been able to make a bracha just by hearing it. As opposed to a baby boy, you can make on Shmur Tov, on the Shmur. We spoke about the halacha that grandparents don't make a bracha, and we spoke about halacha that if Chas V'Shalom, something bad happens, we should make a Dina Emes, and then afterwards the bracha. We spoke about the fact that it is Rishos, and some people therefore are leaning to make this bracha in this particular case and other cases as well. Rabbi Yisrael will continue to see based tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem is bracha shemoy.